learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Start that's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh,
John,
what is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There's heavy damage from a tornado and reports of people trapped in Jefferson City, Missouri. Jim Sivking with the National Weather Service office in St. Louis says
damage occurred there with some collapsed buildings and some people were trapped. And we have some reports of some injuries, but no fatalities at this time.
Three deaths are confirmed elsewhere in Missouri. Known as the American Taliban, John Walker Lind is released from prison in Indiana today. He served 17 years after being captured in Afghanistan, fighting for the Taliban in 2001.
Special conditions for his release prevent Lind from possessing an internet-capable device without permission from his probation office. He may not communicate online in any language other than English, have a foreign passport, even though he has dual citizenship with Ireland.
That's Fox's Mike Tobin in Terre Haute, Indiana. This is Fox News.
Is bringing back New Coke from 1985. Drink with caution as it could lead to 80s relapse syndrome.
If you have a loved one in their 40s or 50s, know the warning signs of 80s relapse syndrome, like wearing acid-washed jeans or neon spandex with leg warmers.
Be on the lookout for outfits with shoulder pads, skinny leather ties, and radically increased hair size.
You may also notice changes in behavior, like asking, where's the beef? Creating a mixtape on cassette and worrying about baby Jessica in the well.
But there is hope for sufferers of 80s relapse syndrome. Look them in the eye and tell them, Frankie says relax.
Then distract them with a Rubik's Cube or an episode of Double Dare until professional help arrives.
And remember, to avoid 80s relapse syndrome altogether, when someone offers you a new Coke, just say no.
Sometimes it's fun just to talk about random things. What do you think, Greg Budell?
What a great idea.
Okay, what's the most random thing you can think of?
Don't forget to wash your dingleberries.
Jay Scott, what's the random thing you yell out when you run past Rick Peter's office?
You have a disease.
Emily Hayes, what random thing can you tell us today?
I'm a man.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. What do you think about that last random thing? And Rich Thomas. Tell us one thing that you like to yell out randomly in a crowd.
Crack don't smoke itself.
That's kind of gotten to be your catchphrase. We appreciate you doing that to entertain us.
You said Uranus.
There you go again. Now, stand by for three men. And a lady.
I'm a man.
My bad.
We'll see if we can get that figured out by 9 o'clock. It is three men and a lady. Good morning. morning show universally described as that. I'm Greg. We'll try and be better. No problem there with Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, and this man with the forecast.
It's Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
It's like any morning in June, July, or August, only it's May 23rd. High dew point, low 70s. Our forecast for today calling for a lot of heat, mostly sunny skies. I've got us around 93, 94 for a high temperature. You know, I can't put the rain chances quite at zero, but I stubbornly went 10%, okay? Low tonight around 70. Tomorrow, record heat, high around 96. That would tie a record. Saturday and Sunday, upper 90s. That would be record high, perhaps 99. Sunday, Monday, maybe 100. Who knows? You know, can you tell the difference between 99 and 100? I can't. Still in the upper 90s on Tuesday. Isolated storms perhaps by the middle of next week, but I wouldn't bet the farm on it. Right now this morning, calm winds, mostly cloudy skies. It's 71 at 6:10.
Good morning, beautiful.
Good morning, beautiful.
Oh, you flatter me, my lord.
You flatter me.
You are easily flattered.
And what a beautiful morning it is.
Why, of course.
I mean, this is Thursday morning, isn't it?
All day, every day.
I don't think that's right.
Today is today.
Today is Thursday.
And it is today.
Ready to get started?
You know it.
Showtime.
And welcome to the Thursday Goes By on a Thursday morning at 6:11. I was at Bomb Hours last night. Nice turnout. I was kind of surprised only because with the long weekend ahead, I thought some people might be off to an early start. I got home in time to catch Jennifer Hudson sing the theme to the Jeffersons to launch that half of that live production last night.
Yeah.
I did not watch it, and I didn't DVR it.
You didn't DVR it?
If anybody did catch it, I'd love to get an opinion on it.
I have it at home. I haven't seen it, obviously, yet.
It's not a war movie, but...
No, hey, I can save it. We can watch it over the long holiday Memorial weekend.
Great.
Hey, so Jay was passing me in the office, and he had the sandwich, and he says, if this is as good as I think it could be, or it smells, something like that. And I said, oh, my God, this is so special, that sandwich.
I need a report.
So...
This is the thing, the experiment I was asked to do.
Yeah, it was. And I am so glad you did the experiment.
Oh, my God, it was so
It
good.
Was... Look, normally I'm just blowing smoke, but I'm serious. It was... I'm just kidding. His face was like,
The toast was perfect.
No, this was fantastic.
The ham.
You have made a new classic.
Boy. Well, guess what? The next one will be even better. Here's the woman that inspired it.
Yeah.
What?
She said she inspired it. You say that, but she says,
no,
it wasn't me.
This was our conversation.
It had nothing to do with her.
This was the conversation we had over at Sinclair's that day, and I said, you should try ham, fried egg.
Is this the third time you're saying that I came up with this when I had nothing
you
to do with this?
You should take credit for it.
You should take
credit.
It's fantastic.
Wonderful.
It really is.
From now on, take credit.
I'm going to cry.
Don't cry.
I am emotionally wrung out after yesterday and...
Well, what happened yesterday?
Well, it was Mange Deweeney,
But everything's okay.
Yeah, no, the drama began early in the morning, and we had a happy ending just before we got off the air yesterday, so it was great. And Mr. Foofenflanch is, he's actually able to put weight on the leg. Thank you, Kate Armstrong. You are phenomenal.
This sandwich is just...
It's memorable.
It's
one that you don't want it to end.
Man.
Well, the next one will be even better because I figured out a couple of things I'd like to do differently next time, but I was waiting to get some feedback from
This was great. And it's not runny, so you're good.
Okay.
You don't like runny eggs.
No, I don't, which is the whole point of... I think that's how Greg started thinking that this was my sandwich.
Oh.
But...
It's not my sandwich, though.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Well...
Not my sandwich.
Maybe it was you. Good. Emily Hayes, that put me in the inspired mood to do it.
Oh, well.
Just saying.
It was wonderful.
Hey, folks, if you are in fact getting ready to make a drive for the holiday weekend or you have something planned this summer, make sure you get to one of Don Duncan's three locations. And they make it so easy. I don't want to hear, well, I don't have time and I can't get a ride. You don't have to worry about that because they'll provide the ride you need to get back to work or, you know, back to your home and then picked up to get your car when they're done servicing it. Just ask. I know most of you are not inclined to ask for that kind of stuff because you're do-it-yourselfers, you're a rugged, hardy group. But, man, when it comes to your car, you need to get it taken care of, and they make it so convenient. No matter where you live. When I was in Bellwood West, went to the location just north of Vaughan and Bell Road. There's one downtown at 408 Madison for those who work for the government. Haven't had your oil changed, tires rotated in a while. Even if you're not traveling this weekend, it's a good idea to get it done and done by certified technicians, which is all Don Duncan employees. And, of course, in twice a day, Millbrook, just put the bedding in the washing machine and then head over and get what?
What?
I didn't say anything.
Uh-huh.
To the location on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto, full service and, of course, wholesale pricing on all major name brand tires because that's the way they do it. At Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. Somebody's going to win the works tomorrow, one of our many callers this week.
Hey, so Walt came by to pick up his prizes from yesterday, like winning the biscuits tickets mm-hmm. and the seafood bistro gift card. And when I looked in the prize book, he had, was also the recipient of the works from a draw.
Oh.
That he missed. It was like a week or two ago, and he didn't hear it.
What a nice surprise, huh?
Oh, he was pretty happy about it.
I had my phone on when he showed up.
Oh, what a surprise!
He said in our lobby. At 6:16, we'll get your local news. Our most electrifying story of the day next.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery fire crews were called to an early morning house fire Thursday. This happened in the 400 block of Clayton Park. We're working to learn if anyone was injured and what started the fire. We'll bring you any updates as soon as we get them. Lawmakers say a lottery bill is dead for this legislative session. The proposed constitutional amendment would have authorized a state lottery played with paper tickets but not with video lottery terminals. The bill narrowly cleared the Alabama Senate but stalled in the House. And a Dallas County judge has dismissed the case against three Selma police officers who were charged with making false statements. The Attorney General's office had accused the officers of giving false statements related to a case being investigated by the AG's office. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Listen to this if you're retired. Join the Financial Life Plan experts on May 28th at the Capital City Club. Call 649-4911 to register. 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
At 6:18, I don't know that we'll ever see it here. I don't know that there'll be a Tuesday or a Thursday where we call Randy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center and say, what's special? And he says, well, we have big bags of human composting that you can come and get. That has now been made legal in the state of Washington.
Human composting?
Yes. They're the first state ever to pass a law, allow this, to approve the measure yesterday after an early trial study that involved six backers who agreed to the organic reduction. The results are positive, and the soil smelled like soil and nothing else.
Yeah, well, I got to see selling it to a wholesaler. Hey, man, I got some really good stuff.
Hey, where do you see those tomatoes when I bring them in, huh? What's your magic ingredient? Here's your song. Who explains?
I am planting some people.
people feet in my human compost garden and grave.
Oh, Rigga.
My corn's growing with grandpa's skin in a human compost garden and grave. I'll use a corpse to sprout a tree. I'll leg bones to grow. Compost garden and grave. In my human compost garden and grave.
When he's not playing his drums, yeah.
I should have thought to add that as a little extra touch to please Jay. So yeah, human composting. It's just recycling at a kind of macabre level.
Mm-hmm. Jay looks like a cool customer this morning.
Should be.
Yeah.
It was,
did you have a good night?
It was a nice chill, 68 degrees as I slept last night.
Yeah, wow. Nice. Wow.
Twas
nice.
Wonderful. Yeah, I could immediately tell the difference as soon as I got the new air conditioning unit installed and hooked up and turned on. I could feel the humidity start to drop in the house.
So our long national nightmare is over.
Oh, is it ever? Yeah. Thank God. Yeah.
Has it been like 3 weeks or a month?
May 4th is when it died.
Oh, my
Star
God.
Wars.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I actually can't imagine that many days.
Yeah.
For me, it would have been a hotel.
Extended stay.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And Bailey would have demanded, you know, something really nice. No second rate, you know.
Yeah.
We're not staying at. What's the joint on 231?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the name.
Pine. It used to be the Pine Lake.
Yeah, but then they changed it.
Yeah. It's still $37.99 a night. Coming up, the timeline for May the 23rd, our Baumhauer's winning word, the cheap and trashy, jail at random facts.
Oh, wow.
Emily, we have the good news.
What?
And, of course, somewhere in the middle, we'll have our pop quiz for $10 of free shopping.
That settles it. I'm staying.
Montgomery Skywatch, looking around the river region, and the early risers are out and about this morning, and we're starting to see a little bit of traffic on the boulevard. No big problems, though. It's just slowing down around the traffic lights. If you're on the interstates, there's quite a bit of traffic out this morning, but everybody is rolling along just fine, and we don't see any issues on the 31s as you head into work this morning. Let's be careful. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
There are more distracted drivers this time of year. Don't be a distracted driver. Put your phone away while you drive. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe this Memorial Day weekend.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever considered real estate as a career? Have you wondered about being in business for yourself and buying homes as an investment? My new pre-licensed class will be starting in June. Now is the time to act. We cover property law, appraisal, management, sales contract, negotiation in detail using a format of recent examples of transactions and lively interaction. Financing is very important in transactions. FHA, VA, and conventional mortgage guidelines are discussed in detail with sample transactions to learn at your own pace. Real estate careers can be varied between residential sales, commercial property, land sales, property management, or new home sales. Online courses are also available. If you want to know more about real estate or go into the real estate business, go to the source, Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Spring is in full swing now, and Cat House Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cat House Marine is the place to go. At Cat House Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cat House Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cat House Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service. If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
When I needed to hire, I had to post my jobs to lots of job boards in hopes of getting a few great candidates. I'd get a bunch of applicants, but most weren't right for my job. It was like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Then I went to ZipRecruiter.com/work and tried ZipRecruiter for free. Hiring is so much easier now. I post my jobs, and with one click, ZipRecruiter's smart matching technology sends them to over 100 top job boards and finds the right candidates for me, fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds what I'm looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Chili is simmering up in a pan. From my famous coleslaw to a crock of baked beans, to the corn on the cob and everything in between. I gotta get ready for Memorial Day, 'cause all my rowdy friends are coming over Monday. So get your grill ready. I mean, get it ready. Are you ready for Memorial Day? A 3-day start of summer, ready to get the good time started. Set up the horseshoe pits, the beer's on the way, 'cause all my friends are coming for Memorial Day.
It is 627 on News Talk, 93.1 FM, with the timeline for May 23rd. Here is your host, Rich Thomas.
On the 143rd day of the year, I'm looking at that dog. It just threw me off. That's so cool. I love that. 222 days remaining. It's Eat More Fruits and Vegetables Day.
Well, I already screwed that up. Let's say there was bread, ham, cheese, egg, butter. There's not a single fruit in that sandwich.
Well, the wheat that went into the bread.
It's not a fruit.
It's not a fruit.
I allow myself this indulgence in the morning, but then the rest of the day, Monday through Thursday, it's salad and fruit. That's it. It's National Taffy Day. That wouldn't be good either. National Taffy Day. Mm. I haven't had a taffy since I was a kid.
Oh, there's nothing more fun than a good old-fashioned taffy pull.
There was a place in St. Augustine that had the big taffy pull machine in the window.
Yeah. Just,
it was mesmerizing. And then you walked in and they had a wall of taffy.
It makes me think of summer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's World Turtle Day. I don't know what you do on World Turtle Day.
World Turtle Day?
Let's take it slow.
Have some turtle soup.
Take it slow.
Have a shell of a good time.
234 years ago, it's 1785, and Benjamin Franklin wrote a letter describing his newest invention, bifocals. Ben said, and I quote, "It'll be unnecessary for people to carry 2 pairs of spectacles from now on." 85 years ago today, Bonnie and Clyde shot to death Texas and Louisiana state troopers near Gilsbad, Louisiana. Clyde Barrow shot 27 times. They shot Bonnie 50 times. Killed 13 people during their 27-month bank robbing spree. On this date in 60, a tsunami hits Hawaii. It was pretty terrible. It was after an earthquake off the coast of Chile, traveled across the Pacific, killed 61 people in Hilo, Hawaii. That's on the Big Island on this day in 60. 8.5 massive quake is the culprit. Today in 1969, Coca-Cola unveiled its latest slogan and an ad campaign that takes me back to my youth. I think it's one of the best. Here's the group called The Fortunes. Turn up the radio.
It's a real thing.
This is the 30s, the 60s even got some other stuff.
Hey, speaking of the fortunes for Coke, can you do Here Comes That Rainy Day Feeling again?
Oh, you know what?
For the School of Broadcasting someday?
You ask and you shall receive. Here comes...
I always loved that song.
Rainy Fortunes. Okay.
Wop.
1973, Jefferson Airplane prevented from giving a free concert at Golden Gate Park when San Francisco authorities passed a resolution banning electronic instruments. The group later wrote the song We Built This City about the band. Take that, San Francisco.
Why does everybody hate that song? I like that song.
Do you remember when
we built this city on rock and roll, and there's hardly any rock in the song. It's like all synth instruments and very 80s and materialistic.
The marketing campaign from the record company, they would put your call letters in the song.
Yeah, that's right. They did do that. We didn't get it in our market because we were adult contemporary.
I see.
we had that done. Yeah, Bama Country's had that done a few times with a couple of songs.
That's pretty cool.
I know one of Taylor Swift's songs we had that done.
I like that.
Well, those nose pickers will.
1975, the Beach Boys on tour in Chicago literally almost brought the house down. The second level of the Coliseum, the Oakland Coliseum, noticeably shaking in film footage. Man. And the day before, the Anaheim Stadium was seen vibrating as much as 18 inches. Whoa!
For the Beach Boys?
The Beach Boys.
People must have been doing something physical to get a rhythm going.
Okay.
Don't come back when the stadium is rocking, baby.
Good use of that line.
Oh, my lands.
Now our song of the day, and it comes from a guy who wrote tons of songs for other major artists, but he never had a charting song of his own. Well, until this one. Randy Newman is a guy from L.A., 75 years old now. He's written songs for Jackie DeShannon, Petula Clark, the OJs, but this one he did for himself. Has nothing to do with people that are not tall, of course. It's a song about prejudice with clever lyrics, short people.
Short people got
Peter Dinky?
Dinky!
Dinky!
No reason to live. They got little hands, little eyes. They walk around telling great big lies. They got little noses, tiny little teeth. They wear flat bone shoes on their nasty little feet. Well, I don't want no short people.
Saw the list of songs that this guy wrote, you'd be going, you're kidding, he wrote that one too? Wow.
Very wealthy man with all that publishing income.
Yes, sir. It's nice to go to the mailbox every day. 39 years ago, in 1980, The Shining premieres in L.A. and New York. Red rum, red rum,
here's
red rum.
Johnny.
Here's Johnny.
I remember The Simpsons did it. They called it The Shinnin'. Because they didn't want to get sued. They called it, it's The Shinnin'.
1984, this is also the day Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom opens in theaters.
I haven't seen that yet.
Lovely movie. You haven't seen, did you ever see Raiders? You never saw Raiders, did you?
No.
Yeah, you haven't seen
Indy. Crystal Skull.
Oh, God, that's the one you started
with? That's the
worst.
Oh, that's the awful
one. Well, that's good. You pulled the Band-Aid off first, and now you can enjoy the healing process of
the better
Raiders,
ones.
Doom, and Crusade.
They're entertaining movies.
Nothing against it. It just...
Oh, never... Crystal Skull was horrible.
You know what they take you back to? The 19... going back on Saturday afternoon when you were a kid and going to those little Westerns and those cliffhangers on Saturday afternoon at the theater. 1991, Johnny Carson stuns the NBC affiliates meeting in New York by announcing he's going to retire from The Tonight Show in 1 year.
Let's see, 2 years ago, 2017, Roger Moore died of cancer at the age of 89. Birthdays today, Jewel is 45. Ken Jennings is 45. He's okay with the... He won 74 straight episodes of Jeopardy. By the way, last night, the current guy got up to 45 championships.
Really?
Yeah. It's still going. Now, of course, they've already taped them all. It's all done, but... his winning streak continues. Drew Carey, who is famous from Cleveland, Ohio, is 61. He had the Drew Carey Show, and he used... anyway, he made Cleveland famous.
Cleveland Rocks.
Yeah, Cleveland Rocks.
And now he's the host of Price is Right.
The Price is Right and making a lot of money. He loves doing that show. I bet he still does stand-up, too. Marvelous Marvin Hagler is 65 today. Charles Kimbrough, he was the guy on Murphy Brown. He was Jim Dial on Murphy Brown. He's 83 today? Wow. Joan Collins is how old today? Joan Collins.
I'm going to guess 12. 87.
I'm going to say 85.
87, 85.
Oh, wow. In the 80s, huh? I'm 87, 85. Let's go with 89.
86.
Folks. I win!
Yeah, there you go. Countdowns. 1 day till Memorial Day weekend. This is the day, statistically, that the AAA says... Many Americans hit the road to go to their Memorial Day destinations. 24 days till Father's Day, 42 days till the 4th of July, and now you're up to date on the timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
Double stack. Double stacked is the word today. And I believe this has to be in reference... to the Victory Burger, which I have tried. Let me tell you something. I'm no petunia when it comes to food. I'm hardly a...
I would never think of you as a petunia.
I've said that to you about him.
More of a pansy, right?
Who did the song, It's Up to You, Petunia?
I don't know that one.
Looking it up on the internet.
Somebody did a song called It's Up to You.
It's Up to You.
We didn't play it in my market.
I got a petula.
Oh, it's Up to You, Petula?
Yeah, that's Edison Lighthouse.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it was the song that followed Love Grows Where My Rosemary.
That had to be an upper mid-charter, like hitbound, 38, yeah, then off.
Yeah, yeah. I knew I'd heard it somewhere, though. Anyway, double stack. The Victory Burger is one that you can ask the kitchen to split, and two people can easily fill up on one. It is the biggest burger at Baumhauer's. Two giant patties, double stack, for a full pound of 100% USDA choice. Custom ground beef topped with applewood smoked bacon, American and Monterey Jack cheese, lettuce, tomato, and more. Double stack your word of the day sometime between 3 and 6. I'll ask you to repeat that word back to me at 272-9228. Ninth caller to do it will win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. And again, our thanks to everybody who came and joined us last night, including the very sensitive William Bay.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Too early for a heat wave? Well, ready or not, here it comes. Mostly sunny today with a high temperature up to about 93 to 94. There is a little disturbance from Georgia that's trying to sneak over the line into Alabama, so I've included a 10% chance of rain because I couldn't go zero and I couldn't go 20. Tonight's low 70. Tomorrow, record heat with a high around 96. That would tie the record. Saturday and Sunday, upper 90s. That would be record highs. I think we're going to be around 99 by Sunday and Monday, and up to close to the 100 mark. You know, do we get to 100 or not? It doesn't matter. We'll be close enough. Still in the upper 90s Tuesday, an isolated shower possible on Wednesday. And right now, this morning, calm winds, mostly cloudy skies. The dew point is 68. Ouch! That's like a summer morning. Ouch! The temperature is 71. Of course, in the summertime, dew point is more important. At 6:38.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
I'm going to squeeze a traffic report in.
All right.
TV time coming up.
Montgomery Skywatch taking a look at your Thursday morning traffic, and things are moving along pretty well. We don't see any major issues. Everybody seems to be moving at a speed limit ride on the interstates. The boulevard's starting to build up some traffic, but we don't have any issues to really slow you down. It's kind of crowded around the intersections. Just watch yourself there. And if you're coming into town on the 31s, you've got a great ride in. Just watch the traffic around you. Your pet wants to be outside. Invisible Fence gives them that freedom and keeps them safe, too. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence for all the details. 334-265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It's showtime.
Waiting for our cue from our friends on Rising.
Bailey is signaling me that she needs
energize
outside
your day.
Attention.
Live
we'll
from
do
Montgomery,
that in just a little bit. Bailey, stand by. First, now, let's go
on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Apparently, people of all ages would love working in offices if only they didn't have noisy co-workers like Andrew.
According to a survey, nearly all employees get distracted while working at their personal workspace, mostly due to loud talkers. And 76% of all employees surveyed said their biggest distraction is a coworker talking loudly on the phone. That's Julia. 65% say it's a coworker talking nearby. Or in the case of our newsroom, me and Julia
talking to each other. Here we go. All right, let's talk about it. I want to bring in 3 minute a lady at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Now, I saw how close your desks were yesterday when I was over there. I can see how that could be an issue, right? I mean,
there's a lot of bean spilling going on.
When they put us on this shift together, it was bad news.
It's just back and forth. It's like, you know how when you're in elementary school and they're like, I'm going to have to separate you two.
You know, you may have to wear one of those get-along shirts where you're both stuffed into one shirt just to show that there's no friction. Those things work. I'm paid to make
like
noise.
Like siblings when they're not getting along and they have to hug it out.
Yeah, exactly. Right. This is my office, yeah, so it's got to be noisy.
You know, we know some people that have louder voices in this building, though. You know, I'm just going to say.
Yeah, no, look, when the boss is addressing an issue with somebody.
Actually, he's one.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Makes a point. In fact, the whole building gets very quiet and well-behaved.
I had a program director in Mobile, and we had kind of the setup that they have over there at AKA with the open office everything. But he had one big, like, his own standalone mahogany desk in the middle of everything. Yeah. And he would take his music calls on speakerphone, and it would be the most annoying thing. Because, you know, when the reps call, they're all buddy-buddy, and, hey, man, what's going on? What's happening in your life?
And
he would just sit there and go back and forth with it. And I'm like, I'm trying to do show prep. Yeah. Leave me alone. Yeah, Pick up the receiver.
I will say this, and Julia can probably attest to this. I definitely have an official phone talking voice, and I do project a little bit, when I'm on the phone. and if it's someone who I've got a good relationship with, I'm gonna laugh. We're gonna goof off a little bit.
Do you make your voice deeper to sound older?
Definitely. Yes, that's what it is. He's trying
Hi, this is Andrew.
Give away my secret. I mean, don't give away my secret.
Hey,
I'd like 2 tickets to that rated R movie, please. Yes.
I heard a little.
Yeah, I know what you're gonna say.
No, I have to buy those 4 in.
Fun fact: when I first moved to Montgomery, I went to see a rated R movie with some of my coworkers. And they definitely carded me at the movie theater.
And not for liquor.
To see a rated R movie.
What was the movie? Now I'm curious.
Do you remember?
I want to say it was Don't Breathe, that scary movie.
Oh, the...
With the...
The neighbor or something like that.
The blind man.
Yes.
And they're in his house.
Did you
And they're hiding from him and they can't...
Did you see anything in the movie that you had never seen before?
Oh.
Young man. We're at a moment that caused you to look at
the screen. Can we get back to this topic?
Yeah.
then, you know, this is not pick on Andrew Day, but I was over there and I saw his workplace yesterday.
That was my next question.
He was kidding about his desk yesterday.
Are you sure it's not pick on Andrew Day?
Bless him.
Sorry.
Bless his heart.
It must be pile on day then, Rich.
Bless it.
Speaking of pile on, go ahead, Rich. Tell us what you saw.
No, that was, you know, you were kidding that it's a little disorganized. No, it's a little more than that.
Yeah, here's the lesson that the three Utes over here on TV need to learn.
Yeah.
We only kid and tease people we really like. That's part of the process of being. Am I not right?
Right. I mean, think how Ryan must feel.
Ryan's good at it, too.
Good one.
Don't pick on him at all.
You guys, I'm taking my ball and going home.
All right.
And now he's gone.
You got it. Already.
All right, guys. Ryan's back, so we'll let you guys go. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
And if you want to hear more from 3 Minute Lady, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday. Starting at 6. Glad you're back.
Thank you. And still more to come on Alabama News Rising, like the final bus stop forecast of the school year.
For those of you listening, we see what happens on the monitor on a digital delay about maybe 16 seconds after it happened. So we saw Ryan get up from the couch and move away.
That was a good line. That was a lot of fun, too. All right, 6:45 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We're going to head back to the traffic dungeon. It seems to me, and this is just my general observation, based on...
Bailey just ran the hell out of the room.
Yeah, she looked like she was...
She was doing the dance.
Doing her dance, yeah. The traffic, like yesterday afternoon, I think a lot of people are either off or already on their way to their Memorial Weekend destination. But we're here. I got to throw the first pitch out Saturday night at the Biscuit game.
Oh, nice.
So
it's Greenbow night on Saturday night.
What does that mean?
Throwback. Isn't that their throwback time?
Well, it's Forrest Gump.
Yeah, but
yeah.
Is that not their throwback time?
I don't know. They'll be wearing Forrest Gump related uniforms.
Oh, I think it's bobblehead night as well Saturday
it
night.
It is.
Friday night's ladies' night. Ladies' night. Ah!
Well, as long as I'm in the mound, it'll be bobblehead night. So I've got
good luck with that pitch.
I pulled out the catcher's mitt last night, and I'm going to put Mrs. Ritterbuttle behind my... I have a home plate for my wiffle ball.
Oh, okay.
My little wiffle ball field. So I'm going to have her squat and...
Catch the ball. Yeah.
Exactly. That's the
look, point. I took a tumble yesterday.
I tumble forward.
Yeah, I'm in pain.
I was going to start singing Boy George. So we have a caller here.
Oh, hi. Who's this?
This is Andy.
Andy?
Hey, Andy, is your last name start with a P?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Hey, I'll be throwing out a first pitch on Saturday night also, Greg.
Are you?
Yeah.
What are you, with a group of someone, or what's the situation?
I've gone to Biscuit games many, many times, and I've asked, and eventually I was told okay.
Well, that's wonderful.
That's great.
Well, are you, do you expect to be good at this, or...
No, but we'll find out.
Well, I hope it goes well for you. I think that's fantastic. That's what that a guy who goes to the games and said, "Hey, I'd love to throw out a first pitch." And they're like, "You know what?
They're making it happen."
Well, Andy, look for me, and we'll walk out there together. How about that?
All right, then.
Looking forward to it. All right, and then you and I are doing
Monday, June 3rd, which is coming soon to a stadium near you.
Yeah.
Wow, so you get this Saturday night, and then you're going to have, what, the Monday following?
That's the way it looks, yeah.
Don't throw your arm out.
Don't throw your arm out, kid.
I can't throw because I had Tommy John surgery after Saturday night. Waiting for that. 6:48, let's see how the roads are doing. Back with the Cheap and Trashy. A lot of odds and ends today.
Montgomery Skywatch moving a little bit closer to our morning rush hour, and things still look really nice on the highways. We don't have any problems on I-65. It's moving along just fine. The traffic on I-85 is rolling smoothly. Around the boulevard, we're starting to see some traffic build up around the intersections, but there's no major problems for you. And if you're coming in out of Wetumpka, there's already a couple of slowdowns. We see a lot of traffic around the Jasmine Hill Road area and at the Redland Road traffic light, so be careful there. And it's just about time that we start seeing our folks headed into the military bases, so be careful around the Gunner Annex, and the Maxwell Gates. Reinhardt Toyota has a graduation special. You can lease a Toyota Tacoma Double Cab V6 SR5 for just $299 a month. No money down. Sign and drive. Reinhardt Toyota, now open till 8 p.m. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey guys, it's Baron Coleman from News & Views. You can't be successful in the River Region without offering a stellar product or service. Chippewa Charm Tree Service has been serving the fine folks of the River Region for over 15 years. They offer free estimates, they're locally owned and operated, and they provide prompt storm damage cleanup 24/7. Follow Chippewa Charm Tree Service on Facebook or call for your free consultation and estimate, 328-2484. 328-2484, fast, efficient, superior, Chippewa Charm Tree Service.
Mr. Sandman. Memorial Day is upon us, and it's time to shop. Everything in the country is on sale. Lowest prices ever. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Well, yeah, we are having a really good Memorial Day sale at Mr. Sandman with tremendous discounts on this area's largest selection of quality mattresses and beds. Great pillows and the lowest true cost on adjustable bases. All Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Sutherland, and Scandinavian mattresses are on sale. Not just a few special purchases or limited editions. No interest financing is available with approved credit. We have mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. This is Mr. Sandman's biggest Memorial Day sale since last year. We have just added Diamond Bed-in-the-Box mattresses to our lineup. Made in America, fabulous comfort and quality, and can ship anywhere in the U.S. at no cost. Before ordering online, you need to try these amazing mattresses in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and in Millbrook on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General. Go to this area's favorite store for 18 years, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Paid for by Metals for District 74, P.O. Box 23158, Montgomery, Alabama.
There's a very important special election coming up on June 11th for State House. Do you know anything about the candidates?
I know there is only one choice for us. Republican Charlotte Meadows.
Charlotte Meadows, the Republican activist?
Same one. She is the only candidate with a proven record of serving with the Republican Party at the state and local level.
What else can you tell me about Charlotte Meadows?
Charlotte is a proven conservative who has fought for much-needed educational reforms here in Montgomery. She supports our teachers and wants to make sure tax dollars actually get to our children's classroom.
We need conservative education reforms. Charlotte Meadows sounds perfect to represent us. Anything else I should know?
She will fight for the unborn, and she will reduce crime here in Montgomery. We need to stand with Charlotte because she stands with us.
I'm sold. I'm voting for Republican Charlotte Meadows.
Tell your friends. Everyone needs to vote Charlotte Meadows for State House on June 11th.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hens Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
The big television event last night was something I'm still surprised they did. I did not watch it, so I can't offer an intelligent opinion, but I can play you one clip of the live recreation of All in the Family and the Jeffersons.
Oh,
and this
cool.
is a moment where Jamie Foxx flubbed a line, and everybody kind of got in on the joke.
Ever since I was a little boy, I would always beg my mother for a little brother. But you know, we were broke. So all could we afford, all could we, all is live. Everyone sitting at home just think their TV just messed up. All we could afford was you.
Well, that's a knee slapper.
It might have worked in context a little bit, but yeah.
Actually, I thought Jamie Foxx, the picture, and I, if you watched it, I've got a thread started on Facebook. I'd like to get some feedback. I thought Jamie Foxx pulled off the look.
He
of
did.
George Jefferson very well.
I saw the picture. Yeah. I haven't seen the show yet.
Sherman Hemsley comported that character so perfectly. He was a lot of fun. So I don't know about the rest. Marisa Tomei is Edith Bunker.
I'm anxious to see Woody Harrelson as Archie.
Yeah, I haven't seen a picture of that yet.
He's got the look with the hair, with the balding hair.
Yeah. Like I said, lots of odds and ends today. Megyn Kelly says she's very happy not being on TV. Why not? She's still collecting $15 million a year. Yeah. Tom Hanks was denied beer at the Stagecoach Festival because he couldn't produce an ID proving it was
yes.
Then he tried to bribe them with some tickets?
To the Toy Story 4 premiere. Tom, you're worth about $900 million. Bribery starts with names like Andrew Jackson and Benjamin Franklin and tickets to Toy Story 4. That's cheap. That's really cheap. We're going to have to pass on Jennifer Garner's 8 life tips for graduates. Maybe later.
Pay your parents back for getting you into your...
Recently retired NFL player Chris Long says he regularly smoked pot during his career for pain management. And the league's testing is a joke, he says, because it was once a year. It was scheduled beforehand. And if you know when the test is going to be, you know when to stop smoking it so it doesn't show up. He played his whole career without getting caught. Dana Carvey has forgiven Michael Myers for stealing the Dr. Evil character.
What?
Yeah, Dana Carvey says that Dr. Evil was based on Dana's impersonation of SNL boss Lorne Michaels. Especially with the little pinky move.
Yeah. I never knew that.
And you don't have to, if you know a little bit about Norm Michaels or watched him on the show, you can see him doing that very deliberately.
Well, you can see Dana Carvey doing that as like, oh, wow. It all makes sense.
Are they ill-tempered? That kind of stuff. And let's see what else. A survey was done on the Game of Thrones season finale.
Uh-huh. Our survey said...
Most fans actually liked it. 63% of viewers loved or liked the final, only 10% hated it.
Okay. And the 10% that hated it all did a YouTube blog update about it.
Yeah, there's apparently a video of Jason Momoa's reaction to it as well, and it's not very good. He played Drogo, whatever. Daenerys's...
Hodor?
No, not Hodor.
Hodor's
Hodor.
My answer for everything.
Yeah. Drogo? What is his name? It was the guy that Daenerys had to go off and marry and be with.
Oh,
early in season one.
The blonde hair.
He became Aquaman.
Yeah.
That's really, like I said, a lot of odds and ends. I'm hoping to get some feedback on that thread for those of you who did watch the All in the Family Jeffersons program last night. Do you think they pulled it off? Was it worth your time?
Yeah.
And just go to my Facebook page. You don't have to be a friend to do that. And let us know what your opinion is. Gulf States Mobility and Wetumpka is a company we're so proud to have. They're part of my 10-year club here. 10 years of support from a group of people who do an amazing job supporting those who have caught the toughest break in life, which is a loss of mobility. Sometimes people get a taste of that experience with a temporary situation. Sometimes there's a long-term recovery, and sometimes it's permanent. Whatever the case, they step in to begin the process of restoring choices to people who have caught this horrible break. And they can do that, for example, if you live in a two-story house and you're going to be immobilized for a while, half your house is inaccessible with an upstairs, but they can install chairlifts for stairs and do a number of other things to make sure the entire house is safely accessible. That's the key, safely accessible. They also can put people back on the road who were told by a doctor you'll never be able to drive again. But advances in technology, like the VIM vehicles, voice command technology vehicles, have restored the driving option. Why is that important? Because it ends that period of dependency. The people, the clients of Gulf States Mobility, as James Garrett and Tommy Johnson have told me many times, they want to do as much for themselves as possible. They don't want anybody throwing them a pity party. They're 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. Their number is 514-6590, and if you don't need them, please visit them on Facebook and look at the way they're restoring lives that have been touched by a loss of mobility. It's an amazing company with a great legacy, serving not just the river region, but the southeastern United States. Gulf States Mobility. Look them up and like them on Facebook, please. Fox News coming up, followed by Jay. Well, Rich will have an update on the forecast. Later on, Jay Scott's Random Fact, followed by a pop quiz worth $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet.
Chuck Chambers Memorial Day sale for amazing deals in every category. Now through Memorial Day, find up to 75% off selected items. Beautiful slate beds starting at $3.99. Leather recliners just $4.99. Queen bed, chest, dresser, and mirror only $19.99. Beautiful dining room table and chairs just $16.88. Plus, spectacular sectional sofas starting at $23.99. Don't miss out. Check the store that saves you more. Check Chambers.